High school basketball continues tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Back with the basketball now for St. Cecilia. Brings it across the 10-second line. Farmer behind his screen. Throws up a three-shot good.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament as Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Omaha Concordia.
Even head down to Farmer. Pass out here in the left corner is the Hamburger. She drives into the hole. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Hamburger out to Farmer. Fakes the three. Moves to her right. Fires up a 15-footer and scores.
Tonight's game is brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, let's take you courtside. For the call of tonight's game, KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS on the road with the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. We're in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament as the Hawkettes get set to take on Omaha Concordia. Here in this basketball game here tonight, the Mustangs out of Omaha Concordia in this semifinal matchup. The other semifinal game following this one on the girls' side of things will pit Bishop Newman against Lincoln Christian. Then the championship ball game of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament can be played on Saturday afternoon right back here at Lincoln Christian at 4:15. I'm Mike Will, I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Obviously, the boys will be in action as well this week. The boys' semifinals tomorrow night will pit Hastings St. Cecilia against Grand Island Central Catholic in the first game tomorrow here at Lincoln Christian, followed by Aquinas against Bishop Newman. The championship ball game for the boys will be staged on Saturday at 6 here at Lincoln Christian. We'll have the St. Cecilia game for you as well tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Omaha Concordia coming in, a record of 14 wins and 2 losses on the season. This is a team that is obviously in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament, but we don't see a whole lot of in our neck of the woods. They've got a couple of losses so far this season. They lost to Platteview, which is a Class B opponent. They are currently 15-1 on the season. They lost them by only 3 points, 50-47, back on January the 23rd. Their other loss this year was to highly regarded Bishop Newman in Class C1. Bishop Newman, 13-4. On the season, they lost to them by 23 points and 45-22. Other than that, 14 wins for Omaha Concordia here this season. The team that comes in here averaging about 53.5 points per ball game in offense. Very good defensively, at least on paper. They give up only 32.2 points per ball game. Omaha Concordia winning the other night over Aquinas Catholic to get here, winning by a score of 52-40. You heard head coach Tim Farmer of Hastings St. Cecilia talk about their outing on Tuesday night when they beat Grand Island Central Catholic in the quarterfinals, beat them by a score of 71-45. St. Cecilia scored the first 9 points in the basketball game the other night and then held Central Catholic without a score for the first 7 minutes of the second quarter of play. They had a big lead at halftime. They coasted to the victory over GICC on Tuesday, 71-43. In the quarterfinals, it was Claire Hamburger scoring 23 points. Actually, it was Shandra Farmer scoring 23 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia in that game. And also in double figures was Cameron Kissinger as she scored 16 points. St. Cecilia has lost only twice this year, losing to Lincoln Christian 58-51 and losing to Sutton back there in the middle part of December, losing that ball game by a score of 46-44. Since the last loss, St. Cecilia has rattled off 6 wins in a row. St. Cecilia has won this tournament the past couple of years here in Lincoln. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia and Omaha Concordia tonight in the semifinals in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll come back with the starting lineups. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
All right, back here at Lincoln Christian High School as we get sent for basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Right now we got our opening prayer, then we'll have the playing of the national anthem before we get to the starting lineups here tonight at Lincoln Christian.
The opportunity to get together and to compete and to enter in a competition that is designed to glorify you in all ways. And we thank you for each of the young ladies that have dedicated so much time and effort and pursuing their potential. And we pray that each of them and the fans and the coaches and everyone would be here on purpose and for a purpose to glorify you, because you have done what we could not do for ourselves. You have saved us through faith alone in Christ alone. And may we live lives that honor that and that glorify you because of what you've done for us, even as we compete tonight and as the tournament goes on throughout the weekend. We thank you for this conference and for the wonderful people that lead it and for the great opportunity we have to be a part of it. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
We're going to have the playing of the national anthem coming up next here on 1230 KHAS as we get started with our opening ball game of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. We'll get to the starting lineups when we got a chance. They're brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Concordia St. Paul, or actually Concordia Omaha, they're going to go with Nikki Durbin here tonight, a 5'7" senior. Also, Alexa Horde, a 5'8" senior. Emily Peterson, she's her leading scorer, averaging 19 points per ball game, a 5'9" sophomore. Also getting a start here for Concordia is going to be Sarah Holmes. She's a 5'7" senior. And Sarah Struble is a 6'2" senior for the Lady Mustangs of Omaha Concordia. For Hastings St. Cecilia, they'll go with Little Sheehy again tonight, 5'8" and a junior. Sheehy so far this season is averaging 5.6 points per ball game. Claire Hamburger, 5'9" and a senior. Hamburger is averaging 16.3 points per ball game. Chandra Farmer is a 5'3" junior. Chandra is averaging 20.1 points per ball game and 23 the other night against Grand Island Central Catholic. Carly Wright, a 5'8" senior, also getting a start, averaging 3.8 points per ball game. And Lucy Skolk, a 6-foot sophomore. Skolk is averaging 4.4 points and, more importantly, 6.8 rebounds per game for the Hawkettes. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Hastings St. Cecilia dressed in their home white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Concordia going to be dressed in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in white. So just the opposite here for the visitors. Omaha Concordia, the Mustangs here tonight against Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia is ranked number 3 this week in the Class C poll, 2 poll, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. Omaha Concordia is ranked number 7 in Class C1, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. So we're set to go with girls high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Winner plays again on Saturday at 4:15 against the winner of the next game coming up between Bishop Newman and Lincoln Christian here tonight. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our right. Ball is in the air. Omaha and Concordia controls the opening tip. So the Mustangs have the ball. St. Cecilia will start off with a man-to-man defense. Again, Emily Peterson will take a majority of the shots here for Omaha Concordia. She's over on the wing right now as they got the ball on the right wing. That's Horde with the ball. Here's Peterson now driving behind his screen. Lobs it inside. It's going to be bobbled and taken down by Struble. Her pass is up into the 10-second line and over and back violation. So Omaha Concordia turns the ball over in their opening possession here in the ball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia will come back for the first time here this evening. The Hawkettes averaging 63.6 points per ball game on offense this year, 14-2 on the season. This is Chandra Farmer with the ball. They get it to Carly Wright. Comes across the top. Now that's Hamburger. Down in the corner, that's a Hamburger. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is tapped around. It's going to be picked up by Concordia. But the outlet pass is going to be intercepted by Farmer. Her shot for three. Good. Chandra Farmer hits a three ball here from the right side. And Hastings St. Cecilia goes out on top 3-0. Couple of turnovers for Omaha Concordia so far here in the basketball game. This is Sarah Holmes dribbling the ball behind her back. Gets into the offensive zone. Peterson has got it at the top of the key. Picked up there by Carly Wright of St. Cecilia. Peterson drives the ball inside the ball, poked away. It's picked up here by Sarah Holmes. Her shot on the baseline, good. Sarah Holmes banks one in from the left side of the lane. That's her first field goal. 3-2 the score now. Facing St. Cecilia out on top. Here's a little Sheehy with the ball. Blues to her left. And now she stops here. Here's an entry pass inside. It's going to go to Farmer. Her shot is no good, but she's fouling the play. So Chandra Farmer goes to the hole there. They got her the ball inside, and she's going to be fouling the play here. It's going to go on to Sarah Struble. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one at Omaha Concordia here in this first quarter. Going to the free throw line is going to be Farmer for St. Cecilia. Her shot is up there. The shot is off of the right side. No good. Sandra Farmer is 73% foul shooter in the season. She is now 41 out of 57 from the foul line. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 61% from the charity stripe. Next shot is up there. That one is good. Farmer hits one out of two from the free throw line. The Hawkins are out on top by a score of 4-2. Here's a pass that comes in. It's going to come to Holmes. She brings it into the offensive zone. Flips the ball away down to Alexa Horde. Lobs the ball inside to Struble. That's going to be knocked out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. They lob that one in from the right wing down to the baseline. Struble had it jarred loose, but the Hawks could be guilty of a personal foul here. It's going to go in Chandra Farmer. Farmer picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one in the Hawkins. That's going to send Struble to the free throw line here for Omaha Concordia. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Struble is averaging 9 rebounds per ball game. And she hits her first free throw here in this ball game, and it's now a 4-3 ball game. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here comes the next shot for Omaha Concordia from the line. It's up there. It's going to be no good. So 4-3, the Hawkins have the lead. St. Cecilia back with the ball quickly. Farmer back in the offensive scoring zone. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. And now calls out the play as she backs up near the 10-second line. Farmer dribbles behind his screen. Now throws up a shot from three. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. It comes out here to Peterson. Peterson has got the ball now for Omaha Concordia, running back the other way. Peterson down the right side of the lane, goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Struble tips the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So the Hawkins will play things in here in backcourt, just underway here. The semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament here tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Omaha Concordia. St. Cecilia boys will play here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock against Grand Island Central Catholic. There's a long-range jumper by Hamburger. That's going to be way too hard. No good. Rebound Stokes. She goes back up. It's going to be stripped away. Ball is loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Omaha Concordia. For the basketball there is going to be a Nikki Durbin with the ball. Durbin gets it away. Here come the Mustangs back the other way. Holmes driving down the lane. Leaves it over here on the left side. That's going to be Horde. Her shot's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Hamburger. Blair Hamburger down the near sideline. Gets it ahead down to Farmer. Fakes the shot. Throws up a 15-footer. She's hacked on the arm, and the foul is going to be called. The foul here would go on Omaha Concordia. It's going to go on Alexa Horde. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number one. Actually, team foul number two now on Omaha Concordia. Farmer goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Sandra Farmer now 2 out of 3 from the stripe tonight. End of the ball game, Emily Bro now for Omaha Concordia. Also coming in, Samantha Powell. They come into the lineup now for the Lady Mustangs. Chandra Farmer goes back to the free throw line here for the Hawkeyes. 5-3 the score. Next shot is up there. That's going to be off of the mark. No good. And a rebound being tapped around. It's picked up here by Sheehy. Out to Farmer for three. Your shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Battle for the rebound again. It's lost. Big scramble on the floor. It's finally picked up by Omaha Concordia. Peterson has got the ball down the near sideline for the Mustangs. Comes into the offensive zone down here in the corner. Now retreats back out in 3-point territory. Penetrates inside. Throws it out here on the wing. And the left side down is Sarah Holmes. As she holds onto the ball against the Farmer, that's a mismatch defensively for Farmer. There's a long pass goes inside. Emily Bro back to the right corner. That's a Samantha Powell driving. Her pass across the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Farmer. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Carly Wright. Back outside to Hamburger. Shot for three. No good. Rebound Lucy Skolk, and she's going to be fouled in the play. St. Cecilia doing a lot better job on the glass here. So far in this ball game, as head coach Tim Farmer has talked about that, I think the last two games, St. Cecilia has not rebounded the ball very well. And now we got a timeout called here by Hastings St. Cecilia. A timeout called here by the Hawkettes. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're back in action here at the Lincoln Christian High School. Here's Hamburger. We up there, no good, and the rebound comes down to Omaha Concordia. Emily Bro with a rebound there for the Mustangs. Gets the ball away down to Peterson. The score is 5-3. Hastings St. Cecilia's got the lead early in this ball game, and again, the Mustangs throw the ball out of bounds. Casey Thompson trying to take it down the left baseline to Sarah Holmes. Threw it over her head out of bounds. That's four turnovers already on Omaha Concordia here in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia comes back the other way. Chandra Farmer has got the ball around his screen. Boots it down in the corner. Sheehy for three. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger sends it back outside to Farmer. Down to Sheehy. Skip pass comes over here on the right side of the wing. That's Claire Hamburger with the ball. Down in the corner to Carly Wright. Holds it above her head. Gets it back out here. There's Sheehy across the top down to Farmer. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Her shot is up there. No good. And she's fouled again. And for the third time tonight, Farmer will go back to the free throw line for Hastings St. Cecilia. This foul will go on Omaha Concordia. It's going to go on Emily Peterson. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number four now on the Mustangs here in the first quarter. And Farmer goes back to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Her shot is up there. It's good. She's now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Chandra Farmer is now leading Omaha Concordia by a score of 6-3. Farmer's got all 6 points so far for the Hawkins here in this basketball game. Chandra will have one more shot here. Pops looking yawn down to the St. Cecilia bench. Tim Farmer, the head coach of St. Cecilia. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. And St. Cecilia now has a 7-3 lead over the Mustangs of Omaha Concordia here in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Here's Peterson with the ball. Her pass down in the corner is going to be too far out of bounds. That time trying to connect with Taylor Roby. Peterson throws it too far out of bounds. The fifth turnover now in Omaha Concordia, and he sees St. Cecilia taking advantage early on this one. Hawkins come up the floor now as they cross it across the 10-second line. Bounce pass goes over to Sheehy, high left side. Comes out between the circles to Hamburger. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane to the goal. She goes, and she's going to be hacked on the arm. And now Claire Hamburger will go to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. She is fouled into play by Sarah Struble. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 already on the Mustangs here in this first quarter. Hamburger to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is short. No good. Hamburger had 5 points the other night in St. Cecilia's 71-43 win over Grand Island Central Catholic in the quarterfinals of this tournament. Hamburger's hitting 75% of her foul shots so far this year, 40 out of 53. Next shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound. Hamburger takes it down the right side of the lane, and now we got a traveling violation. Hamburger is whistling for the steps as she's trying to get rid of it down on the baseline on the right side. So Omaha Concordia comes back with the basketball. Coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Reagan Esch. Reagan Esch will check in there. Esch, 5'7" and a junior. She's averaging 5.9 points and a rebound per game. Scored 9 points the other night against GICC. Pressure now by St. Cecilia here in backcourt. Omaha Concordia having problems with it. Now a timeout's going to be called. They're only about 4 feet into the playing area here. Having problems bringing the ball up against the St. Cecilia pressure. Omaha Concordia calls a timeout. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Omaha Concordia plays the ball in here in backcourt. They finally get it to the 10-second line, but now their pocket's going to be picked by Farmer, and a foul is going to be called. Farmer takes the ball away from the Mustangs right at the 10-second line, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Omaha Concordia. It's going to go on Taylor Roby. She's a girl who lost the ball to Chanel Farmer. This is going to be a non-shooting foul, however. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. So a shaky start here for Omaha Concordia in this basketball game. 7-3 is the score. Farmer drives the ball down the lane. Her shot good. Sandra Farmer scores again for St. Cecilia. She's got 9 points, all 9 points here for the Hawkettes here in this first quarter. 9-3 is the score. The Hawkettes have the lead. Here's Omaha Concordia with the ball circling around. It's going to be Thompson. Leaves it down in the corner on the left side. They bring it out here in the 3 point territory. Samantha Powell, now to Peterson. Peterson drives it down the left side of the lane. There's a pass over to the right side to Samantha Powell. Her shot is up there. It's good. Right at the 3 point circle. They give her just two. And Omaha Concordia scores. Actually, they give her a 3-pointer. They give her a 3-point. No, they didn't. A 2-point field goal. It's 9-5 is the score now. They had a 3-pointer initially up there, but now it's just a 2-pointer. Here's Peterson at the other end. Her shot is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Farmer. So it's 9-5. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead with 2:19 to play. Here's a pass to the wing. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Samantha Powell getting out here and tipping the ball out of bounds. Here comes the front liners back in there again. Sarah Holmes coming in. Struble is coming back into the ball game for the Omaha Concordia Mustangs. Hastings St. Cecilia will play things in here on the near sideline. They get it to Farmer. Sandra Farmer dribbles to the left side of the floor. Now around the screen from Ryder. Pass down in the corner is tipped. The Hamburger picks it up. Down to Farmer for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Long rebound. Farmer grabs the ball again. Dribbles inside. Down to the free throw line. That's a Josie Prevett. Down to Hamburger on the baseline. And a foul is going to be called. An offensive foul is going to be called. And Claire Hamburger is shoving off down there in the corner. Offensive foul on Claire Hamburger. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Hawkins here in the first quarter. 9-5 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead, but Omaha Concordia has got the ball as they race it down the near side of the floor. Now that's a Sarah Holmes stopping here at the volleyball spike line. Cross-court pass is going to be tipped out of bounds by Hamburger. Claire Hamburger got her hands on it. Dangerous pass there, but it's tipped out of bounds, and Omaha Concordia will play things in. Triggering things in is going to be Alexa Horde over there for the Mustangs. 1:48 to play here in the first quarter in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament here tonight. Sarah Holmes with the ball, dribbles inside the free throw circle, throws it over in the wing to Alexa Horde. Horde moves to her right on the dribble, now lobs the ball inside, grabbing it. There's Emily Bro. She's double teamed, goes up for the shot, and she's fouling the play. Personal foul here will go on St. Cecilia. Let's see, this is going to be whistled here on Josie Prevett. Prevett and Hamburger with both there. Josie gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three in the Hawkettes. Going to the free throw line. It's going to be Emily Bro now for Omaha Concordia. Her shot is up there. The shot's going to be no good. Emily Bro will have one more here for the Mustangs. Back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. It's going to be Lucy Skolk. Hamburger will come to the bench. 1:34 to play in the first quarter. 9-5 the score. The Hawkettes have the lead. Here comes the next shot. It is up there, and it is off of the back iron. It is no good there by Bro, so she misses a pair. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Quickly into the hands now of Sandra Farmer as she brings it into the offensive zone. Drives it down here in the corner on the right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Skolk. Out of the free throw line, Prevett. The Farmer on the left baseline. Farmer dribbles out in 3-point territory. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball is saved from going out of bounds by Prevett. Now a scramble is on underneath the basket. Finally, a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of who? Arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawkettes will maintain control. They'll play things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Hamburger back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Farmer will come to the bench. 1:11 to play here in the first quarter. 9-5 the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Lucy Skolk at the elbow. Out of Hamburger. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Nice pass by Prevett. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds, but it's slapped out of her hands there by Emily Bro of Omaha Concordia. St. Cecilia again will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Cameron Kissinger coming to the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Prevent will come to the bench. Kissinger erupted for 16 points the other night against the Grand Island Central Catholic. And here now in the first quarter, this is a semifinal ball game, and here's a traveling violation. Carly Wright grabbed it right at the elbow, left side of the lane, got the happy feet. She's called for the traveling violation. Turnover number one on St. Cecilia here in this first quarter. 9-5 the score. Hawkins stumbling out of the gates a little bit here, but they got a 4-point lead over Omaha Concordia. The basketball is going to be Emily Peterson on the left wing. Comes out between the circles now to Horde. Alexa Horde dribbling. Leaves it out on top now. That's a Sarah Holmes. She takes it down the left side of the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Bro. Following shot. No good. And a rebound is brought down here by Hamburger. Blair Hamburger's got the ball for St. Cecilia. Pass could be deflected out of bounds. Hamburger trying to take it down in the corner. Down to a Carly Wright, and the ball is tipped out of bounds here by Peterson. It's going to be St. Cecilia mounting the ball here on the near sideline. Carly Wright will play things in for the Hawkettes. 32 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 9-5 is the score. They get it out here near the 10-second line to Hamburger. Puts it on the floor and dribbles it with it. Goes to a Reagan Esch. Rainbow pass comes out here to a Cameron Kissinger out near the 10-second line. Now to Reagan Esch. The ball's going to be swatted away. It's picked up by Peterson. She drives it the length of the floor. Shot no good, but she's fouling the play. St. Cecilia turns the ball over for the second time here in the first quarter. Now a personal foul at the other end. It's going to go on Cameron Kissinger. That's going to be her first. And that's going to send Emily Peterson to the free throw line for Omaha Concordia. She's her leading scorer, averaging 19 points per ball game. She hits her first free throw here. It's now a 9-6 ball game. Here comes Farmer back into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Carly Wright will come to the bench. Next shot by Peterson from the line is going to be no good. Rebound comes in out of the corner. It's a chase down there by Horde. Gets it to Peterson. So Omaha Concordia has got the ball. Now with 10 seconds to play. It's a 9-6 ball game here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Emily Peterson with it out here at the 10-second line. Peterson's now double-teamed on the far side. Has the basketball swatted away. Farmer has got it, but time runs out here in the first. So St. Cecilia got a steal right at the end of the first quarter, but Farmer had no chance to get it away from the 10-second line. In the first quarter, comes to a screeching halt. After one quarter in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 9, Omaha Concordia 6.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com. The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS from Lincoln Christian High School. This is the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament on 1230 KHIS. 9-6 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of the Mustangs of Omaha Concordia. Omaha Concordia with the opening possession here in the second quarter. This is Casey Thompson with the ball now. Thompson picked up by Farmer. Bounce pass. Left side of the lane again. That's going to go down to Sarah Holmes. Holmes holding the ball there against Cameron Kissinger. Holmes right at the elbow. Has to get rid of it. She does. Peterson with the ball out here in three-point territory. Peterson down to Holmes out here in three-point territory. Free throw line extended left side. Holmes drops it down low to a Samantha Powell. She puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the wing now. Gives it away to Peterson. Her shot for three is going to be no good. The ball tapped out of there. Comes on the near sideline. Emily Bro grabs the ball for Omaha Concordia. Now to Peterson. Inside to Holmes. Kicks it out to the free throw line. The shot is up there. No good by Powell. And again, the rebound offensively by Casey Thompson. Thompson tries to come down the near side. Boy, following the bouncing ball. Peterson has got it now at the top of the key. Drives it down to the baseline. Entry pass to get it inside to Sarah Holmes. Drives, shoots, and misses. And finally, St. Cecilia grabs the rebound. Lucy Skolk with a rebound, traveling violation. Lucy Skolk finally comes out of there with a rebound after three or four attempts by Omaha Concordia. And she's whistled for the traveling violation, the third turnover on the Hawkettes. Omaha Concordia will inbound the ball. They just lob it out here. Nobody looking for it, but there they finally grab it. Emily Bro has got it. Bro comes out to a Sarah Holmes. Holmes spins at the top of the key, drives it down the lane. Her shot left-handed is no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer of St. Cecilia. Wants to run her back the other way. Farmer bounce pass left side. Shot by Reagan Esch. Good. St. Cecilia trying to get their transition game going now in the second quarter. They score. Farmer to Reagan Esch. They get the field goal. Now it's an 11-6 ball game. There's a foul that's going to be called on Lucy Skolk. Ball was deflected. She was going up against Emily Bro and gets hit with a personal foul. Lucy picks up her first personal here in the ball game. Team foul number 4 on St. Cecilia. The Mustangs have 6 personal fouls so far in this ball game. Now it's going to be Omaha Concordia inbounding the ball here right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. They lob it out here to Peterson. She's going to be picked up by Carly Wright. Brings it back here to the left sideline to Sarah Holmes. Holmes dribbles, now spins against Farmer. Bounce pass down in the corner to Emily Bro. Takes it to the free throw line. Over to Casey Thompson. Thompson takes it to the free throw line. Back out to Peterson. They want Peterson with the ball in her hands as much as possible. Peterson down on the left baseline. The pass is up there and in, or the shot is up there and in by Sarah Holmes. Peterson gets the assist. Sarah Holmes gets the field goal. And all of a sudden, it's an 11-8 ball game now. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. Hawkins have the ball. Here's a Cameron Kissinger. Comes a Farmer here on the near side. Farmer is open out here in 3-point territory, but will pass up the shot. Sends it inside to Kissinger. Kicks it back out here to Hamburger. Takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass now to Carly Wright. Carly Wright over to Lucy Skoke. Down in the right corner to Kissinger. Her shot for 3 is no good. The rebound comes down to Peterson for Omaha Concordia. Peterson comes down the near sideline. Now brings it on the dribble. Brings it to the top of the key. That's going to be Sarah Holmes with the ball. Holmes now to Samantha Powell behind the screen. Samantha Powell looking to penetrate. She's a double team. Bounce pass goes over to Sarah Holmes on the right sideline. She takes the ball under the wing. Goes up with a shot. It's stripped away by Farmer. Ball is going to be picked up here by Cameron Kissinger. Turnover number 8 in the ball game for Omaha Concordia. Long pass ahead to Hamburger. Drives it to the rack. Her shot is up there at the end. Claire Hamburger hits her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 2 points. And now Omaha Concordia wants to call a timeout. Mustangs call a timeout, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings at 405 East 14th Street. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
First quarter numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings, located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. St. Cecilia in the first quarter, just 2 out of 11 from the field, 18%. Hawkins were 1 out of 7 on three-pointers for 14%. Omaha Concordia, just 2 out of 7 from the field in the first quarter, 29%. They did not attempt a three-point shot. St. Cecilia had 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 on offense, 5 on defense. Omaha Concordia with 8 rebounds, 2 on offense and 6 on defense. 11 turnovers between the two teams, 7 turnovers for Omaha Concordia in the first period of play. We got a 5-point ball game right now at 13-8. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. There's Alexa Horde with the ball down for the Mustangs. Her pass deflected away from Peterson. Peterson picks her back up, though. Peterson sends it down the right corner to Durbin. Nikki Durbin is back into the ball game. Picked up there by Little Sheehy. Entry pass to get it down low. The ball's going to be tipped away from Bro, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Personal foul will go here on St. Cecilia's Claire Hamburger. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 6 on St. Cecilia, non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Omaha Concordia playing things in. They get it down in the corner. That's a Nikki Durbin with the ball. Takes a 3-pointer. It's going to be short. Does not draw iron, and the rebound comes down to Hamburger. Claire brings her back the other way now for St. Cecilia. Hustles into the offensive zone. Comes over here to Farmer. Entry pass. Carly Wright drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Bro for Omaha Concordia. Bro gets the ball away to Sarah Holmes. Long pass down the floor. Too far. Peterson cannot catch up with it. And a turnover there on the Mustangs. 9 turnovers already on Omaha Concordia here in the basketball game. 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the second quarter. We're at Lincoln Christian High School here tonight for the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. 13-8 is the score. There's Hamburger from the corner. A shot for 3 is going to be no good. Ball chased down. Wright saves it on the far sideline down in the corner. It's Farmer with the ball now, spins to the top of the 3-point circle, drives it down a lane, and her shot is up and in. Farmer now with 11 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia, and the Hawkettes are out on top by a score of 15-8 here in the ball game with 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the second quarter. Omaha Concordia, dressed in their blue and white uniforms, shooting to our basket to our left. They've got the ball. Here's Peterson hopping down the left side of the lane. Her son is up there and in. First field goal in the ball game for Peterson. She's now got 3 points in the ball game, 15-10. St. Cecilia with the lead. Winner plays again on Saturday afternoon here in the championship ball game of this tournament. St. Cecilia with the ball right now. Here's a Farmer dribbling it inside. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Long range jumper by Hamburger from three. No good. Rebounded there defensively by Alexa Horde. Horde gets it away down to Sarah Holmes, and here come the Mustangs. They bring it across the 10-second line on the dribble with Sarah Holmes. Now to Peterson. Peterson picked up there by Carly Wright. The ball knocked loose and is picked up by Little Sheehy. Her pass is deflected, but is picked up here by Farmer. That's 10 turnovers now in Omaha Concordia in the ball game. Farmer free throw line jumper. That one won't go. Ball is tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Omaha Concordia basketball. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. On the break here, Sarah Holmes pulls up and banks one home from 5 feet away. Sarah Holmes breaks the pressure. She's now got three field goals and 6 points here in the ball game. And Omaha Concordia is back to within three. 15-12 is the score with 2.5 minutes to play. St. Cecilia not shooting the ball real well here in this basketball game tonight. Josie Prevett throws the ball over the head of Carly Wright into the backcourt. Picked up there by Derman. Her driving layup is no good. Foul shot up and in. Alexa Horde got the offensive rebound and the follow shot. Omaha Concordia is back to within 1 point here at 15-14. St. Cecilia back with the ball in her offensive end. Farmer goes underneath the hole. It's going to be tipped away from Sheehy. Ball is loose and it's going to be picked up by Omaha Concordia. That's the fourth turnover on St. Cecilia. And now the Mustangs have a chance to pull ahead here with a field goal in his possession. There's a Samantha Powell out here in three-point territory over to Alexa Horde behind the screen. Now we're going to have a foul called out here in three-point territory. It's going to go on to Carly Wright. Wright picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul. Let's see. It should be number 7 on St. Cecilia. So this will be a 1-1 situation now for Omaha Concordia. So now the Mustangs can grab the lead here over the Hawkettes. And St. Cecilia shot just 18% from the floor in the first quarter, including 1 out of 7 from three-point territory. Shot from the free throw line by Horde is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. So a 1:48 left. Here comes St. Cecilia back in their offensive zone. That's going to be Farmer with the ball. Sandra Farmer stops. Bounce pass goes inside to right. Throws it to the far sideline to Sheehy. Sheehy takes the ball to the lane, and we're going to have a foul called. I mean, we had a traveling violation there, but before the travel, we had a personal foul called on Alexa Horde of Omaha Concordia. That's going to be her second. That's going to send Sheehy to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Sheehy is 65% foul shooter in the season. She has hit 17 out of 26 from the free throw line this season. Had 8 points the other night in the quarterfinal ball game over Grand Island Central Catholic in their 71-43 victory. Sheehy will go to the line now with the Hawkettes out on top by just one. It is 15-14. As Sheehy toes the mark here for the Hawkettes. Her shot is up there. That one is good. She'll get another one. That's team foul number 7 on Omaha Concordia here in the first half of play. So now the Hawkettes have a 2-point lead. It is 16-14. We're down to a minute and 36 seconds to play here at Lincoln Christian. We're in the second quarter. Here comes the next shot by Sheehy. It's up there and in. So Sheehy bangs home a couple of free throws, and the Hawkettes now have a 3-point advantage at 17-14. Here's Omaha Concordia with the ball. They play it into a Samantha Powell, who gets it back to Sarah Holmes. Holmes gets it in the hands of Peterson. She races across the 10-second line. Down to Holmes, moves it to the left wing on the left side. Sarah Holmes looking, drops it down low. Struble has got it. Wheels in the lane. It's going to be knocked loose. The scramble is on. Struble had it. She lost it. It's picked up here by Hamburger. Turnover number 11 on Omaha Concordia. A minute and 10 seconds to play now. Here in the second quarter, driving the ball down the lane. This shot will be put up there by Sheehy, and she scores. Sheehy found a seam of the defense and took it right to the hole and scores. 19-14 now, the Hawkettes with the lead. Peterson gets the ball over here to Sarah Holmes. Standing out here in 3-point territory, picked up by Farmer. Holmes moves it to the elbow on the left side. Down to a Nikki Durbin at the top of the key. Down to Sarah Holmes, beyond the 3-point circle, picked up by Farmer again. There's Sarah Holmes driving it down the left side of the lane. Her shot's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Jump ball is called. Little Sheehy tied up in the play there by Samantha Powell of Omaha Concordia, but the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Hawkettes. So St. Cecilia will get the ball Here's Emily Brohl coming into the ballgame now for Omaha Concordia. And going out will be Sarah Strubel. So 19-14 is the score now. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the five-point lead. The Hawkins are the number one seed here in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament this year. They've won it the past couple of years here. St. Cecilia has got the ball here. There's a Lucy Skoker passing to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Peterson. She drives, puts up a 10-footer and scores. Emily Peterson hits a 10-footer in the lane. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. It's now a 19-16 ball game. St. Cecilia again has problems with the ball. Peterson picks it up. She loses control of it. It's picked up by Farmer back the other way. 2-on-2. There's a pass down to Hamburger. Shot no good, but she's hammered on the play. So each team having some turnover problems here in the first half. Omaha Concordia has got 12 turnovers. Hastings St. Cecilia has got 6. Personal foul is going to be called here on Samantha Powell. That's going to be your first for Omaha Concordia. That's going to send Claire Hamburger back to the free throw line. 0-2 so far tonight. Megan 1-3 as that one goes down through the hole. Claire Hamburger will have one more. 75% foul shoot in the season. St. Cecilia hitting 61% as a team. 47% from the field and 35% from three-point territory. Next shot by Hamburger is up there. It's going to be no good, but St. Cecilia grabs the rebound. There's a shot by Farmer at the buzzer. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play here at Lincoln Christian High School. So the first half in the books tonight in girls high school basketball in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. They're scoring to break. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 20, Omaha Concordia 16. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
I grew up in India and then did residency in 3 different countries. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and then while I was in medical school, I saw this 25-year-old woman with 2 little children diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a life-shattering experience for her and her entire family. Then helping her get through it, that was very challenging and fulfilling to me. Mary Lanning Hospital has everything to offer, bringing the best possible care to the people here in their community. I'm just very happy to be here and to be able to help each and every patient that walks through the door and bring a smile to their faces. I am Shamila Garg, medical oncologist at Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We're at Lincoln Christian High School, the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight. And our score at the break, it is Hastings St. Cecilia 20, Omaha Concordia 16. St. Cecilia scored the first 3 points here in the basketball game. We were tight throughout much of the first quarter. The Hawkins led 4-3, and St. Cecilia scoring 5 straight points to go out on top 9-3. It was 9-6 at the end of one here tonight. St. Cecilia got onto a 7-point lead in the second quarter at 15-8. But then it was Omaha Concordia coming back and scoring 6 straight points. They were within 1 point at 15-14. Hawkins scoring 4 straight points to increase their lead back up to 5 at 19-14. And right now it's 4 points at the break, 20-16 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. Either team shooting the ball real well here in the first 16 minutes of action here tonight. Omaha Concordia has been plagued by turnovers. I got them with 12 turnovers already here in the first 2 quarters of play. Hastings St. Cecilia has got 6. Again, this is the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight. The winner will move on. They will play again on the Saturday at 4:15 for the championship. They'll play either Bishop Newman or Lincoln Christian. in that championship ball game. Bishop Newman and Lincoln Christian will play in the second ball game tonight at 7:45. Bishop Newman, the number 3 seed, knocked off Columbus Scotus the other night, the number 6 seed, by a score of 60-23. Lincoln Christian is the number 2 seed. They beat the number 7 seed, Lincoln Lutheran, on Tuesday by a score of 72-28. So those two teams will play in the nightcap at 7:45 tonight. The boys' semifinal is going to be held tomorrow here at Lincoln Christian. Hastings St. Cecilia, the number 1 seed, the undefeated Hawks at 15-0, will play Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow night. A good matchup here. Central Catholic has won 15 games in a row. They will play the first ball game at 6 o'clock in the semifinals. We'll have that game for you tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. The other semifinal game on the boys' side will pit Aquinas Catholic, the number 6 seed, against the number 2 seed in Bishop Newman. That game will be at 7:45. Aquinas the other night knocked off Archbishop Bergen 77-62. Bishop Newman, winners over Boystown by a score of 70-35. Upper half of that bracket, we had Hastings St. Cecilia beat Lincoln Lutheran in the first ball game the other night at 49-31. And Grand Island Central Catholic, winners over Columbus Scotus by a score of 56-40. The boys' championship going to be played on Saturday night at 6. The girls' championship Saturday afternoon at 4:15. We're at halftime of our semifinal ball game here tonight involving Hastings St. Cecilia and Omaha Concordia. Hawkins have the lead over the Mustangs. At the break, the score is 20-16. We'll have more right after this.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Lincoln Christian High School basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We'll get you the halftime numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. Like we said, neither team having a great night shooting the ball tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia just 6 out of 20 from the field. That is 30%. Omaha Concordia 7 out of 18 for 39%. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia has hit only 1 out of 10 here in the first half for 10%. Omaha Concordia is 0 out of 1. On rebounds, St. Cecilia has got 14. Omaha Concordia has got 14. St. Cecilia has got 6 offensive rebounds and 8 on defense. Omaha Concordia has got 7 offensive rebounds and 7 on defense. Turnovers right now. I've got Hastings St. Cecilia with 8 turnovers in the first half of play. Meanwhile, Omaha Concordia, they have got 12. St. Cecilia has got 8 steals in the ball game. The Mustangs have got 4. On block shots, nothing for Hastings St. Cecilia and nothing for Omaha Concordia. For the free throw line, the Hawkettes are 7 out of 12 for 58%, and Omaha Concordia just 2 out of 7 in the first half for 29%. And our halftime numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings, located at Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. We get you the scoring in the first half of play. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Chandra Farmer is leading the way for the Hawkettes. Farmer has knocked down 1 three-pointer, and she has got a couple of 2-point field goals, and she is 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. In fact, Farmer had the first 9 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia tonight. The other scores, we see Lil Sheehy has got 4 points. She's got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Clara Hamburger on a field goal. She is one out of four from the line. And to Ryan S., she has got a field goal and 2 points for St. Cecilia. For the Mustangs out of Omaha Concordia, they're being led so far by Sarah Holmes. She has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Emily Peterson, their leading scorer, averaging 19 points per ball game, has been held to just 5 points here in the first half. Peterson has got a couple of field goals, and she is one out of two from the free throw line. 2 points for Samantha Powell on a field goal. Alexa Hurd has got a field goal for two. And Sarah Strubel, she is one out of two from the free throw line and 1 point. So again, our score at halftime of our semifinal game of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Mustangs of Omaha Concordia by 4. It is 20-16. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enro, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck. 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing, and select Brighton is half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Lincoln Christian High School as we get ready for the second half of play. Omaha Concordia will have the opening possession here in this third quarter. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here in this basketball game over the Mustangs. The score is 20-16 as Omaha Concordia will play the ball in. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Sarah Holmes has got the ball. Sarah Holmes out here in three-point territory. Stops, being guarded there by Sheehy. Turns around and throws the ball down the lane to Durbin. She's too far underneath the basket to score. Gets it out here to Struble. Her shot from 5 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to a Lucy Skoke. Now the Farmer drills the ball out down the floor, and her shot is up and in. Skoke the Farmer. She takes it coast-to-coast. Goal. Just that easy. 13 points in the ball game now for Farmer. It's 22-16. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here's Sarah Holmes dropped on the left side of the lane. Lobs it inside down to Struble. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer. Shander runs her back the other way for St. Cecilia. Down the lane she goes. Her shot good. Four quick points for Chandra Farmer to begin this third quarter of play, and St. Cecilia has now opened up a 24-16 lead over the Mustangs of Omaha Concordia. Here's Omaha Concordia, and in the three-point territory, the ball's going to be tipped away from Peterson, and a foul is going to be called here. A foul is going to be called on Alexa Horde. That's going to be the third foul on Horde, and he's seeing St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt, the first team foul on the Mustangs here in the third quarter of play. So St. Cecilia has scored the first 4 points here of quarter number three. Here comes Farmer down the near sideline, down for the Hawkins. Penetrates to the top of the three-point circle. Nearly had the ball tipped away. Farmer picks her back up, goes to Carly Wright, down to Skoke. Ball high above her head, brings it over here to Emily Wright behind the Skoke screen. Moves it to the free throw line, stops there. Top of the key, that's going to be Sheehy with the ball. Her shot is up there, it's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Sarah Holmes. Holmes stomps into the backcourt, gets the ball in the hands of Peterson. Peterson will bring things up against Carly Wright. 24-16, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead now here in the third quarter. They get it inside to Struble. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Struble is a big girl there for Omaha Concordia. She is 6'2" and a senior. And now she'll go to the free-throw line here for the Mustangs. She was fouled in the play by the Hawkettes, and Sarah Struble we'll go to the free throw line. Farmer picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Struble at the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. A three-point play. She's now 2 out of 3 from the line tonight. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. It's now 24-19. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here in this third quarter of play. Farmer has got the ball. Penetrates to the top of the key. Now retreats. Now throws up a three-pointer. Shot good. Farmer now has 17 points in the ball game. She has scored 6 already here in the third quarter of play. Struble again has got the ball. Struble kicks it out here to Sarah Holmes. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot left-handed is going to be no good. Farmer's got the rebound. She's got it taken over here. Farmer moves it to the right side. Driving for the hole is going to be Hamburger. Shot is up there and in. Blair Hamburger scores. He's got 5 points in the ball game. It's now a 29-19 ball game, and now Omaha Concordia wants to call a timeout. Mustangs call a timeout, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings at 405 East 14th Street. 5:41 to play in the third quarter. It's now Hastings St. Cecilia 29, Omaha Concordia 19.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings St. Cecilia on a 9-3 run here to begin the third quarter of play. And the Hawkins have now opened up a 10-point lead over Omaha Concordia. The score is 29-19. The Mustangs are ranked number 7 in Class C1 this week, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. Hastings St. Cecilia ranked number 3 in Class C2. Squaring off here in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. There's an inbounds pass intercepted by Farmer. She gets to the Sheehy. Her shot is up there no good, and the ball ripped out of there by Alexa Horde. The 13th turnover on Omaha Concordia, but St. Cecilia cannot finish at the hoop. Now the Mustangs have got the ball back here as they bring it into their offensive zone. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. Peterson for three. Throws up a shot. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Lucy Skok. Skok has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Now to Farmer. Races it back the other way. Bounce pass down to Carly Wright. Shot is up and in. Carly Wright scores the assist there at the Sandra Farmer. And he's seeing St. Cecilia up and rolling now. It's a 31-19 ball game. 31-19, Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here in girls high school basketball. There's a Sarah Holmes with the ball. Sarah Holmes picked up out here in three-point territory by Sheehy. There's a Durbin for three. Her shot's out for the front iron. No good. Skok grabs the rebound. Skok gets it away. Now to Farmer. She races back the other way. Down the lane. Nice pass. Hamburger shot. No good. A traveling violation. Traveling violation there on St. Cecilia. That's going to be their ninth turnover of the ball game. Into the contest now for Omaha Concordia, Samantha Powell. Also coming in is going to be Casey Thompson for the Mustangs. 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead by a score of 31-19. There's a Sarah Holmes running back the other way on the dribble down the left side of the lane. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Sarah Holmes took it right to the rack there for the Mustangs. She's got 4 field goals and 8 points in the ballgame. 31-21 the score now. Hastings St. Cecilia's got a 10-point lead. Hawkins with the ball. Here's a Chandra Farmer. Goes over on the far side. That's going to be a Hamburger with it now. Hamburger moves to her left. Now drives it down the lane. Her running one-hander is up there and in. Blair Hamburger scores. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. It's 33-21. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here in this third quarter of play. Now with 4:07 to go. There's a Sarah Holmes running back the other way. Her shot down the lane is going to be no good. Skok grabs the rebound. Lucy Skok has got it here in backcourt. She'll dribble it up the floor herself. Skok has to get rid of it. Does. Gets it in the hands of Farmer. The ball comes ahead now to a Carly Wright. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger back out to Farmer. Fakes the three. Takes it inside the three-point circle. Bounce pass goes inside to Sheehy. Has the basketball stripped away, but it's picked up by Farmer down in the corner. Farmer now to Sheehy. Rainbow pass to the far side. The right three-pointer off the mark. No good. Foul is called. Lucy Skok knocks down I think that was Struble. No, that was Sarah Holmes in the lane. Skok's going to pick up the personal foul, and that's going to be her second. So 3:35 to play in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia trying to move into the championship ball game of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament here this year. Sheehy comes out. Lucy Skok comes out of the ball game now for the Hawkettes. Carly Wright's going to be back in there, and Reagan Ash is in there for head coach Tim Farmer. Here comes Omaha Concordia back with the ball. That's going to be Sarah Holmes. Her shot from 10 is going to be around the rim. Falls off no good. The ball tipped out of bounds. Omaha Concordia ball. Last touch there by Chandra Farmer of St. Cecilia. It was 20-16 in favor of St. Cecilia at halftime. It's now 33-21 in favor of the Hawkettes. Omaha Concordia will inbound the ball. This is Sarah Holmes. Gets it down in the corner. Thompson for three. She buries it. Casey Thompson nails a three ball from the deep right corner. 33-24. Here's Farmer back for St. Cecilia. Out to Reaganesh for three. Her shot's going to be short, no good. Ball is saved on the baseline here by Prevett. Now the ball is knocked loose. And we've got, let's see, did they get the timeout? Yes, they did. Tom Farmer was down there at the end of the bench. He calls the timeout. St. Cecilia will save their possession. We got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings at 405 West 14th Street in Hastings. 3:09 to play, third quarter. St. Cecilia 33, Omaha Concordia 24.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So after shooting just 30% in the first half of play, St. Cecilia has hit six out of their first 10 shots here in the third quarter, and the Hawkins have expanded their lead to 33-24 with 3:09 to play here in the period. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Reaganesh comes in. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Thompson. Gets the ball down to four to Peterson. Her shot from 10 is up there. Good. Emily Peterson scores for Omaha Concordia. She's now got 7 points in the basketball game. That's 10 turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's a Farmer with the ball. She'll crank up a three-pointer. Her shot's around the rim and down. Sandra Farmer throws up the three. She's now got 20 points in the basketball game. Had 23 in the opening round of this tournament the other night against Grand Island Central Catholic. It's now a 36-26 ball game. The Hawkins with a 10-point lead. Here's Samantha Powell with the ball. Now to Thompson on the right side of the floor. Dribbles it inside the free throw circle. Now gives it up out here to a Samantha Powell. Her pass to the left sideline is going to be right through the fingertips of Peterson out of bounds. 14 turnovers now on Omaha Concordia here in the ball game. Checking in for St. Cecilia is going to be Cameron Kissinger. Kissinger comes in, and Carly Wright will come to the bench. So Cameron Kissinger into the ballgame now for Hastings St. Cecilia, a 5'7" freshman here for head coach Tim Farmer. And Kissinger lit him up the other night against Central Catholic. She scored 16 points in the basketball game. Kissinger has not scored so far in this ballgame. Here's Farmer driving down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Reaching for the rebound and grabbing. It's going to be Emily Bro now for Omaha Concordia off to Peterson. Peterson brings it into the offensive zone behind the screen. Peterson working out top now against the Shamner Farmer. Peterson dribbles to the far sideline, now circles around, takes it to the free throw line, throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot up and in. Taylor Roby gets the offensive board and the put back there for Omaha Concordia. That's now a 36-28 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. 1:50 to play here in the third quarter. There's Esch from the short left baseline. The shot no good. Rebound comes down to Omaha Concordia. Emily Bro with the board. Bro gets it away to Casey Thompson. Here come the Mustangs now down the near sideline. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. Peterson picked up now by Hamburger. Shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Roby gets it back out to the free throw line to Bro. Her shot no good, and the rebound to Josie Prevent. Prevent has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Now to Farmer driving the baseline. It's going to be Hamburger stripped to the ball, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Omaha Concordia. This one is going to go on to Casey Thompson. That's going to be her first foul. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 1:21 to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia holding on to an 8-point lead over Omaha Concordia tonight, 36-28. Hawkins will inbound the ball. They get it here to a Josie Prevett. Gets away, dribbles it down the lane. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to the Mustangs. Emily Bro with a rebound. Gets it away down to Sarah Holmes. Crosses the 10-second line. Omaha Concordia has got the ball. Holmes dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot good. Banks went home. Farmer fell down on the play. Sarah Holmes scores easily. She's got 10 points in the ball game, and it's now a 36-30 ball game. Sandra Farmer comes back and nails a three-pointer, though, for Hastings St. Cecilia. So just like that, back out to a 9-point lead. Holmes takes it down the lane. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. St. Cecilia picking up a personal foul here in the third. This is going to go on Josie Prevent. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Prevent. That's team foul number two on the Hawkins here in this ball game. Prevent comes out. Here comes Kylie Wright back in there. Lucy Skoke is also going to come in. And Hamburger is going to come to the bench. 39-30 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Omaha Concordia will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They get it here to Emily Bro. Free throw line extended left side. Back down on the baseline. A shot is up there. No good by Sarah Holmes. The ball is lost out of bounds. Last touch there by the Hawkettes. So Omaha Concordia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 40.8 seconds to play in the third. St. Cecilia is out on top by 9, 39-30. Sarah Holmes will get the ball into Bro. Back into Holmes. And we got a pushing foul from behind. It's going to go on Farmer. Farmer's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number three. Team foul number three on the Hawkins here in the second half of play. Here comes Hamburger back into the ball game. Farmer is going to come out. So Sarah Holmes will inbound the ball now for Omaha Concordia with 37 seconds to play here in the third. Holmes looking. There's a play off of the back of Hamburger, who had her back to the ball there. Now we got a timeout call as a scramble is on Sarah Holmes right at the free throw line. Got down on top of the ball there, and they called the timeout. They saved the possession. Hamburger had her back to the inbound player. That was Sarah Holmes, and Holmes just knocked it off of the back of Hamburger, trying to get their rebound, their ricochet, and score, but it was knocked loose, and they had to cover up the ball, and they're forced to burn a timeout here by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
It's your reward for being a current owner of a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicle. Now get up to a $1,500 owner loyalty rebate at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Stop in and check out the great selection of new vehicles in stock ready for you to drive home today. Huge national rebates combined with the owner appreciation sale will save you thousands on your purchase at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
33 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with a lead. Inbounds pass comes to Struble. Her shot from 12. Good. Sarah Struble scoring there. She's got 6 points in the ball game now. As a 39-32 ball game, St. Cecilia's got the lead here late in the third period. Hamburger goes to a Carly Wright deep in the corner of the right side. Wright looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Just dribbles up high on the right side. Gives it away now to Reagan Esch. Brings it back here to Carly Wright to the free throw line to Lucy Skoke. Skoke dribbles it down the lane, puts it up there left-handed. Her shot rattles out, no good, gets her own rebound. Skoke comes out to Hamburger, fakes the three, dribbles inside, 10-footer. That's off of the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to Samantha Powell, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight. Girls High School basketball from the Centennial Conference Tournament in Lincoln. The score after three, Hastings St. Cecilia 39, Omaha Concordia 32.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days same as cash or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia trying to improve to 15-2 on the season with a victory here tonight as we're 8 minutes away. 39-32, Hawkins have the lead. Farmer down the lane. Her pass is going to be kicked here by Omaha Concordia, so St. Cecilia will play things in. Hawkins led 9-6 at the end of the first quarter. It was 20-16 at halftime. And now 39-32 as we head to the fourth and final quarter here tonight in Lincoln. Hawkins have got the ball. Here's a Carly Wright out here in three-point territory. Her pass going to be blocked down by Peterson, picked up by Wright. Carly Wright over on the right side of the floor now. They get it to Farmer, open for three. Takes a shot. It's going to be short, no good. Farmer chases the ball down in the corner. Sandra Farmer dribbles the ball toward the goal. Her shot is up there. Good. Nice play there by Sandra Farmer. Sandra's now got 25 points in the ball game here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Scored 23 the other night. And St. Cecilia now on top by a score of 41-32. Peterson down in the corner to Durbin for three. Shot rattles out of there. No good. Rebound Farmer for St. Cecilia. Chandler Farmer gets the ball ahead. Now that's Cameron Kissinger with the ball. Can't do anything with it. Comes back out to Farmer on the left wing. Entry pass to get it to Skoke. Down low, down to Wright. Shot is up there again, and she's fouled. Valley Wright on the pass there from Lucy Skoke. Gets the field goal and one. She'll go to the free throw line. She is hacked on the arm here by Sarah Holmes. Holmes picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number four on the Mustangs here in the second half of play. 43-32 now, St. Cecilia with the lead. And the shot from the line is up there and in by Carly Wright. So a three-point play. St. Cecilia now out on top here in the third quarter at 44-32. And some substitutes coming in here now for Omaha Concordia. The Mustangs will play things in here in backcourt. They get the ball to Sarah Holmes, and she'll bring things up against Hamburger. Sarah Holmes into the offensive zone, dribbles into the right side of the floor. Gets it to Alexa Horde, who dribbles it to the top of the key. Now to Peterson. He's on the dribble. Now it's going to be a pop loose there. It's picked up by Farmer. Another turnover on Omaha Concordia. Peterson was double-teamed. St. Cecilia with the ball. Right cross-court pass goes to Hamburger. Hamburger to right in the lane. Shot good. Tommy Wright now with 7 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia has opened up a 14-point lead. It is 46-32. There's Nikki Durbin with the ball down for the Mustangs. Stops out here at the top of the key. Down to Sarah Holmes. Durbin tries to set his screen, but Holmes can't do anything out here. 25 feet away from the basket. Sarah Holmes dribbling with the ball here between the circles. Now she'll back up. St. Cecilia stays in the man-to-man defense. Omaha Concordia spreads the floor here as Sarah Holmes tries to take Hamburger to the rack. Takes it in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off the right side. No good. Hamburger grabs the rebound. Blair Hamburger down the near side, right-handed dribble. Now to Farmer, fakes the three. Farmer penetrates inside, stops, kicks it out here. Kissinger for three, shot up there, rims off, no good. Rebound, Emily Bro. Emily Bro now to Sarah Holmes. Omaha Concordia has got the ball with 5:50 to play now in the fourth quarter, 46-32. Hawkins by 14. Here's Nikki Durbin. Her three-pointer from the corner is off of the back iron, no good. Rebound, Kissinger. Cameron Kissinger with the ball for St. Cecilia. Now to Farmer. Sandra Farmer races the ball in the offensive zone, and a foul is going to be called from behind. A personal foul is going to be called here on Omaha Concordia. It's going to go on Alexa Horde. That's going to be her fourth. So four fouls now on Horde, and I think St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. Yes, they do. Hawkins call a timeout, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. We'll be back with more after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Your third quarter number is brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings, located at Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Hawkins shot 8 out of 17 in the third quarter for 47%. That's after they hit 6 out of 20 in the first half for 30%. So St. Cecilia now hitting 38% for the ball game. Omaha Concordia, they hit only 6 out of 15 shots in the third quarter for 40%. They're now hitting 13 out of 33 from the field for 39%. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead by 14 here in the fourth quarter now, 46-32. There's Farmer driving for the hole, and her shot is up and in. Sandra Farmer scores again for the Hawkettes. 27 points in the ballgame now for Sandra Farmer. She's got 27 of the 48. Hawkettes now have a 48-32 lead over Omaha Concordia here in this basketball game. Samantha Powell goes inside to Struble. A shot no good, but she was hacked in the arm. Skoke picks up the first no foul. Lucy Skoke picks up personal foul number three. That's going to be team foul number five on the Hawkettes. And going to the free throw line will be Sarah Struble. She has got 6 points in the ball game thus far. She is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Struble will get one more. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Hastings, and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Here comes the next shot by Struble. It's up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Skoke. Lucy Skoke with the ball, now to Farmer. They get the ball to Hamburger. Back out to Farmer. Fakes the three. Gives it away down top of the key. Carly Wright. Rainbow pass down in the corner to Kissinger. Now back out to Farmer. We're under 5 minutes to play now in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by 15. It is 48-33. Carly Wright with her back to the basket here at the free throw line. Hands it away to Farmer. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Now gives the ball away to Wright. Wright all the way down to the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Farmer. Now to Kissinger. Deep in the corner. That's Hamburger with the ball. Brings it out on the dribble between the circles. Over in the far sideline. Farmer has got the ball. Now to Hamburger. Back out to Farmer. And we'll see if St. Cecilia spreads the floor here with a 15-point lead at 48-33. Farmer takes a shot and misses badly. An air ball goes out of bounds. So the Mustangs will play things in here in backcourt. St. Cecilia trying to move into the championship ball game here in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. They would play again on Saturday, and bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Farmer takes the ball down the right baseline. His shot is up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. They got the ball down to a Hamburger, and she's going to be hacked to the arm here as St. Cecilia forces their 16th turnover here in this basketball game. It's going to be Hamburger going to the free throw line. She's just one out of four from the stripe tonight. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Thompson of Omaha Concordia. That's going to be her second foul. Hamburger's free throw is up there and in. Claire Hamburger now with 8 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Sandra Farmer, she has got 27 for the Hawkettes. As Hamburger will have another one. Sets, free throw is up there good. So Hamburger nails a couple of free throws. That's now 50-33. This game was close throughout much of the first half of play, but St. Cecilia has really dominated this second half. They have a 17-point lead now. There's a pass to Sarah Holm. She brings it into the offensive zone. Her pass could be deflected, but it's picked up by Struble. Struble now in the hands of Sarah Holmes, now to Peterson. Peterson out on the left side of the floor, trying to get away from Carly Wright. There's a pass to the far sideline, intercepted, but standing on the sideline was a Hamburger. So the Mustangs will play things in on the far side. This is Sarah Holmes. She will inbound the ball. 3:57 to play here in quarter number four. St. Cecilia out on top by 17 as they throw the ball into the backcourt. Peterson will chase her down here with the Mustangs. Brings it across the 10-second line again. That's a Casey Thompson with the ball around the screen from Struble. Now they give the ball away to Struble in the lane. Wheels, her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Sarah Struble scoring there for Omaha Concordia. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. 50-35. St. Cecilia by 15. Hawkins have the basketball. Here's a Chandra Farmer. Moves it to the right side. Jumps outside the ring. Shot for three. Good. Farmer with 30 in the basketball game tonight for St. Cecilia. 53-35. Hawkins are out on top. Here's a Sarah Holmes with the ball. Sarah Holmes stomps out here on the wing. Lob pass. Scrooble grabs the ball. Goes up against Skoke. Puts up a shot partially deflected by Skoke. Rebound comes down to little Sheehy. Sheehy to Farmer down in the corner. That's going to be Hamburger. Drive, shoots, and misses, but she's fouled in the play. And Hamburger will go to the free throw line now for the Hawkettes. 3:07 remaining here in the basketball game. Samantha Powell picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So no free throws here. It was before the shot. St. Cecilia will play things in. That's only the sixth team foul. Called on Omaha Concordia here in the second half of play. Here's Wright taking the ball to the hoop. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Struble. The ball is recovered here by Omaha Concordia. Running back the other way is Samantha Powell. She has the ball stripped away from behind. Picked up by St. Cecilia. Turnover number 17 in the ball game for Omaha Concordia. St. Cecilia with the ball. Carly Wright inside the free throw circle. Now to Sheehy at the elbow. Can't put up a shot. Back out to Farmer. Bombs away again for three. Shot is up there. No good. Ball is lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Lucy Scope. Omaha Concordia will play things in. So Sandra Farmer, a whale of a night tonight for St. Cecilia. 30 points in the basketball game. And St. Cecilia has got an 18-point lead here, looking to move their way into the championship ball game on Saturday. There's a ball that's going to be tipped away, and it's going to be recovered here by Farmer. Driving layup is no good, but she's fouled in the play. Bishop Newman and Lincoln Christian will play in the second ball game tonight. Two winners will play at 4:15 on Saturday afternoon, right back here at Lincoln Christian. Personal foul going to be whistled there on the Mustangs. It's going to go on Sarah Holmes. That's going to be her second. So Sandra Farmer goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. 5 out of 7 from the free throw line for Farmer in this ball game. She's got 31 in this contest. Josie Prevett comes into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Here comes Reagan Esch in there. Chandra Farmer will have another free throw here as she toes the mark. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. 32 now for Chandra Farmer in this ballgame. It's 55-35 as the Hawkins have opened up a 20-point lead with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Going all the way, a shot up there by Holmes is going to be no good. Tip try is going to be up there no good, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Farmer back the other way to Reganesh. He drives it for the hole. The shot's going to be blocked down by Struble. Recovered here by Sheehy. Back out to Farmer. Down to Sheehy for three. Shot good. 7 points in the ball game for Sheehy. It's 58-35 as the Hawkins opening things up now. There's a driving layup. No good by Horde. Follow shot good. Struble got the offensive board and the putback. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. Hamburger at the other end has it blocked out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. And Hamburger will go to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Sarah Holmes. That's going to be her third. So going to the line for St. Cecilia is going to be Claire Hamburger. Hamburger's got 9 points in the ball game now for the Hawkettes. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's now 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. She'll get one more. Coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Claire Rasmussen. Rasmussen will check in, averaging about a point per ball game for head coach Tim Farmer. There's the next shot. It's up there and in. Hamburger nails a couple of free throws. She's now in double figures with 11 points. She's going to check out. Rasmussen comes in. 60-37. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here comes Tarantino into the ball game now. Brittany Manger is also going to check in for the Hawkettes. So head coach Tim Farmer is cleared the bench. Also coming to the ball game for St. Cecilia, it's going to be Melody O'Callaghan as Farmer will take a seat. 60-37. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top here. Omaha Concordia scored only 11 points here in the second half of play. Mustangs racer back the other way. This is Nikki Durbin with the ball picked up by Mangers. As St. Cecilia will stay with a man-to-man defense. Here's a Samantha Powell. She gets it to a Peterson here at the top of the key. Peterson throws up a long two. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Durbin had it. She lost it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. St. Cecilia has outscored Omaha Concordia 40-21. Here in the second half of play, and it's now a 60-37 ball game. Hawkins have the lead. Here's a Tarantino with the ball. Goes over to Magners. Jump pass to the near side. Reganesh open. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Goes for the hole. Shot good. And I think it was a foul before the shot. That's going to be the case. A foul before the shot here is going to go on Emily Bro of Omaha Concordia. That's going to be her first. The player of the game coming up in the coach's post-game show before we get it out of here tonight. Minute and 15 seconds to play in this ball game. It's 60-37. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Reagan Ash will go to the free throw line for the Hawkettes. She's been successful there this year. She's 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. Looks up there. The shot is up there and good. Ash will get one more. She had a pretty good night the other night. She scored 9 points in the ball game against Grand Island Central Catholic. Reagan Ash will have one more. Eyes the bucket, throws it up there. Shot good. Nails a couple of free throws, and it's now 62-37. Hastings St. Cecilia cruising to their 15th win of the season here tonight. There's a Thompson with the ball around his screen. Throws it out here in three-point territory. As they move it left to right across the free throw line, Powell gets the ball away to Mackenzie Sorensen. Shot no good. Follow shot is up there and in by Emily Harper. Harper got the offensive rebound and the putback. It's 62-39. Under a minute to play. Hawkins have the ball. Mangers out here in the three-point territory on the far sideline. Down to Tino. Here's Esch for three from the left wing. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Omaha Concordia. Running back with the basketball is going to be Samantha Powell. Dribbles to the near side. Picked up by Esch. Moves it down in the corner. Thompson. Her shot is up there from three. No good. Rebound on the weak side is going to be lost over there. It's picked up by Tino. Her pass is intercepted by Powell. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Powell grabs the rebound on the left wing. Keeps it alive here for Omaha Concordia. She comes over here on the right side to Ritter. Her shot is up there no good from 12. And a rebound to Melody O'Callaghan for St. Cecilia. 14 seconds to play. Here's a Magners with the ball. Magners into the forecourt now. That's Reagan Esch. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass down in the corner to Tino. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Tino with the ball. Now to Esch on the right sideline. Esch dribbles to the top of the key, and that's the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Omaha Concordia tonight in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Final score is the Hawkettes 62, Omaha Concordia 39. St. Cecilia improves to 15 wins and 2 losses on the season. That's just the third loss of the year for Omaha Concordia. They are now 14-3. St. Cecilia will play in the championship ball game of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on Saturday afternoon at 4:15. They'll play either Bishop Newman or Lincoln Christian. And that ball game is coming up next here at Lincoln Christian High School. In the final score, it was Hastings St. Cecilia over Omaha Concordia tonight by a score of 62-39. We'll have the final totals right after this.